This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate story of the day this Monday is of a corporation that's going out of business. Kinda. Radio Shack is on the auction block. Basically, all of the company's assets are up for bid in a bankruptcy auction this afternoon. The hedge fund Standard General will be there. It wants to keep about half of Radio Shack stores alive as smartphone stores, essentially, in a deal that it worked out with Sprint. And then there will be the liquidators who want to shut it down, sell everything, and lay everybody off. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn explains how it's going to work.
Bankruptcy is basically a company telling its lenders, I give up. Peter Gilhooly, co-chair of the insolvency practice at Latham & Watkins, says for some companies, think American Airlines, that surrender leads to a restructuring and relaunching of a successful business.
But with retailers, it is very common to have auctions to sell the assets.
That's because the problem is often at the level of basic business strategy, and the lenders decide they're better off cutting bait.
Radio Shack is probably a good example of that.
Gilhooly has done more than 100 of these auctions, and he says it literally ends going around a table with various big money investors choosing to stay or fold as the bids go higher. Bob Hansen is a professor at the Tuck School of Business who's studied bankruptcy auctions.
Auctions are wonderful mechanisms for determining a price and allocating a resource.
But bankruptcy auctions legally care only about the price part, picking whichever bid gives the lenders the, quote, highest and best price.
It's two different bidders associated with bids, maybe $1 million apart, $10 million apart. And one of those bidders is going to keep the company going, and the other bid is going to sell off everything.
That's what makes this news. I mean, we just don't know, and people's jobs are in the balance.
Michael Pachter is an analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says another thing that makes this auction peculiar is that the hedge fund bidding to buy and keep some stores open in a deal with Sprint, it's also one of the lenders, which means it's looking to get paid back. To win the auction and save 9,000 jobs, it'll have to convince the other lenders this Sprint deal is better for them than just holding one big going-out-of-business sale. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.